So the Prichodosh at the end of Hilchos Toloim, the last shtickle in Simon Pei Dalet, so the Prichodosh is bothered. Why the Torah? We're going to see in the Hemshech HaSimon more of the Pratim, that why the Torah was machbel so many lavim, that when you eat a sheretz, if you eat the sheretz oiv, sheretz amayim, so you're over kol mine lavim, there's different cheshbonis in the place. The maskana is that for sheretz oretz, you're over 5 lavim for everyone you eat, sheretz oiv, 6 lavim. So the Prichodosh, v'hechmira Torah bazeh b'harbe lavim, umalkiyos, lihiyos, shehu iser matzim me'oid, this is an iser which is very matzoy. The Perus of Yerakus of Kitnius, Beroiv Mini Machos, found all kinds of foods. The Efshel Izar, I mean the Kashel Behem. And it's impossible to be careful not to eat Shatzim, and Loi Bezrus is Gadol. And so that's what the Prichadash says. That's why the Torah was Mazar, by giving so many lavins, a person should be extra careful to make sure that what he's eating is not full of, even has one or two, it does not have any bugs in it. And Zidu of the Gemara in Yuman, Daflamites, that Achiyat Shatzim, the Gemara Darshans, that the Isra of Achil Machalas Asiris is Gerim Timtim Aleif. But Meidach Kisa, you can't just go stop eating. And Meidach Kisa, as we see, the first, just our first few Sifim are full of a lot of Heterim and Kulos, and each Shail has to be Nidun Kfi Mashu. And the emphasis is that, like we'll see, like the shatzim in the mayim and the shatzim in the vegetables. A lot of these shilos have become more kal over the years because of the advancements of technology. So each thing has to be nidon b'mkaymai, and so it's very chamer mitzarechod miidach kisa. It has to be dealt with. Okay, so the first shtickle gemara we saw in Tzam Chom Beis, that's in this sugya, is dealing with the gemara's drasha of the pasuk for simanim by dogim. When do dagim need snapper for kaskesas? When do they not need snapper for kaskesas? Because ultimately, that's the heter for the various different bugs and shrutim that are in the water. It's because we have a heter for certain shrutim in water that they don't need snapper for kaskesas. They don't need simanim. So the emes is, we start with simpe dal. Simpe gimel is all the halachas of snapper for kaskesas. When do you have to be choshesh? Different types of fish in the water, out of the water, chopped up, not chopped up. That's the whole simpe gimel. But just one thing that's nageya to the Gemara that we saw, and that's nageya to the Pashup Shad in this Pasuk, is as follows. That the Gemara says, the Gemara we saw in the beginning of Tzamech Vav, the beginning of the Sugya, the Gemara says that really to be a kosher fish, you have to have two things, snapper and kaskesis. Yeah, if you're gadol and yamim and nechalim, you have to have snapper and kaskesis. And the Gemara says that be'emes, if you have kaskesis, you don't have to see the snapper. There's no such thing as something with kaskesis without snapper. If you see the kaskesis, you know it had snapper. The snapper must have fallen off, and it's pesedim. And why did the Torah mention b'chlal that you need kaskesis with the snapper? L'hagdol Torah l'adira. So the Achrayna point out, the Aruch HaShulchan brings, ready from earlier in Achrayna, the Madan Yontif, and ready the placing, the Prichadosh, we're all dealing with this issue, that a few hundred years ago, they discovered a min beria from the Yam, some kind of reptile-like creature coming out of the sea, and it had scales, and it did not have fins. So there's a big tumult amongst the Achrayim what to do with this, because it seemed to be misnaged to the Kalam of Chazal. Chazal said that you have to have, if you have scales, and it's automatic, you have fins. It was pretty clear, at least scientifically, that this did not have fins that once fell off, but rather just didn't have fins. So there's a big pulmus in the Achrayim what to do about this issue. The Prichadosh said, listen, must be that it had the fins. I scientifically doesn't seem that way. In Malasot. Must have had fins. The fins fell off. The thing is kosher. I it's poisonous. Take out the poison. The placey says, listen, the Gemara said a klal. A klal is that, you know, if it has kaskes, that's not pure. This is the yotzim in a klal. Every klal is yotzim in a klal. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah. Ubi Yaiser, he says, kedvarim elu inim kedai l'shaymon. The Aruch HaShulchan says not kedai to listen to such things, because the Gemara is mafurish that it's a klal, and there's no yetzim in a klal and such a thing. So what's the problem? So the Aruch HaShulchan says like this, that mevur mikol devrei achrinim, that were bothered by this shiloh, that they assumed the following thing. What did they do? They read the Torah. What does it say in the Torah? It says in the Torah like this, ezeh toichlu mikol asher b'mayim, you're allowed to eat anything in the water. Kol asher lo snapir v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yam v'necholim, that's our sugi, yam v'necholim. But l'maisa, if you have snapir v'kaskeses b'yam v'necholim, oisem toichlu. Kol asher ain lo snapir v'kaskeses b'yam v'necholim, and if you don't have snapir v'kaskeses and you live in the yam v'necholim, you call asher etzmayim kol nefesh achay asher b'mayim, shek etzayim lochem, and later the Gemara says lo sechil. Later the Torah says lo sechil. So, Zakhtar, they assumed that there's no tnai The only Tanai we have, what it says here, what does it say here? The Gemara gives other various money, but the only Tanai in the Torah that you need is Snapir v'Keskesus, spins and scales. Any other Tanai? No. So, as far as we're concerned, says the Rosh Hashanah, you could pull a human out of the sea, but if it has fins and scales, it's mutter to eat. You could pull a horse out of the sea, fins and scales, you could eat it. And the truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan brings, the Acharonim bring various Makaris, that things that they understood, the Aruch HaShulchan did not understand, because various different Medrashim and Chazal, that they had the Shibut of the Yam, and the Sus Hayam, and they understood that there were Taka throughout history, various different creatures coming out of the sea, with fins and scales, that were Kasher L'Achila. So, the Aruch HaShulchan brings the Rambam, and the Acharonim already said, the Prichadish himself brings the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is, that in the Isser of Sheketz Hamayim, that on the pasuk Sheketzu Lochem Yipsar Mosachilav is the blessing of Sheketzu, the Rambam adds a Tanai, which is not found anywhere. Ha'ichlu kezayis mishar tamayim lukim enatayir shenemar al tashakshus nafshoseichem beiz yud beiz mechal sasirus b'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz v'loysa tambuim haray kol ha'bulav zeh sheretz ha'aretz v'sheretz ha'ev v'sheretz ha'mayim beizu sheretz ha'mayim אלו הבריאות הקטנות כמו התולעים והעלוקות שבמים והבריאות הגדולות ביעשר שהם חיות הים. No, nothing. Snapper for Keskesus. No mention in the Rambam. So there, the big sea monsters and the little bugs and the big sea creatures. Kol shel davar, kol she'eino b'tzuras hadogim, doesn't look like a fish. Loy doktar mevloy doktar. Could go in kelav hamayim, a dolphin probably doesn't mean air dolphin. That I think is the tzur of a fish. That's fardeya ukiyotibun. So, zok the Rambam. There's another tanai. If you want to eat it, it has to be a fish. The Torah matter dagim with snapper for kaskesis. So the Prichadish says, we read the psukim, we read the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say anything. The Torah doesn't say anything. Snapper for kaskesis. Abu state anything about fish. So immediately they're doichah this Rambam. Now Lysa, I'll just be mocked. This Rambam is a teretz to this problem. This creature they found that had scales and not fins was some kind of reptile. Had legs actually. One of the achrayim wanted to tell him the legs were b'makom the snapper, b'makom the fins because it helps you move. So maybe that's the reason why it's mutter. So Zokter Aruch HaShulchan, that it's Pashut, that this little reptile is Treif Gummer, and it can have fins and scales, it wouldn't help. It had only scales, even if it had fins and scales, it wouldn't help.
I'll pee the Rambam,
which everyone's doichus. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm not going to say over the whole Arichus, but Pachus Yosef, what he says is like this. Moshe Emes v'Sarasa Emes, that's the first thing he says, that the Rambam is about 100% right. And he's medag the Pasuk like this, very beautiful pshat in the Pasuk. So he says that if you read the Pasuk carefully, so we have two psukim which our Gemara dealt with, which is sasam, which is mafurish. But lemaisa, when the Torah speaks out the heter of fish with fins and scales, so it says kol asher lo snapper v'kaskes b'mayim oisam tachilu. And when the Torah speaks out the iser of snapper of things that don't have snapper v'kaskes, kol asher ein lo snapper v'kaskes b'yam v'nachalim. So there the Torah adds mikol sheretz amayim kol nefesh chayash b'mayim sheketim lachem. So most of the Achrayim understood that that's all just hemshich, something that doesn't have fins and scales. Those are the things which are the Sheretz HaMayim, and those are the things which are Nefesh HaChayim HaMayim, that's Sheketim Lachim. So, Zokter Aruch HaShulchan, Im Kain, the Torah should have spoken out that Lashon also in the positive. When the Torah said anything that has Snapper V'Keskeses, it should have said anything that has Snapper V'Keskeses, called me Kol Sheretz HaSheretz HaMayim, so it's Kasher. So Zokter, that really the Pasuk is meant to be read like this. The Torah is allowed to talk about fish. And on fish it says fins and scales. And if it doesn't have fins and scales, it's a treif of fish. It's all fish. Zokta Gemara, Zokta Torah. A new thing. We call sheretz ha'mayim. If it's a sheretz of the mayim that doesn't have tzuras dag, some kind of sea creature, some kind of lizard, reptile, whatever it is, frogs like the Rambam says, kol nefesh chayash b'mayim sheketim lachem. So then, it blibes sheketz. So, yeah. It brings Ma'adani Yotif, yeah. It brings Ma'adani Yotif, it brings Ma'adani Yotif. I don't think he brings Nefesh Chaya. Well, Kaponim, so he just says, why did the Torah not say, so the Torah should have been explicit and said Dagim. Why was it just Saisin, the Kol HaShem B'mayim, should have said Dagim, we wouldn't have had this problem to begin with. So it's like there, that wasn't necessary, because we find that Stam things that come out of the sea for Shimush B'nei Adam, for Achilo, was in the Torah is always Dagim, and he's Medayik, because in by Maisa Bereishis, by all the when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boirei all the Briya Samayim, so there the Torah gives a Kol Yisteki Hagadara of Briya Samayim, so there it says Kol Sheretz HaSheretz B'mayim, so there it's not talking necessarily about Achilo, it's talking about Maisa Bereishis, about the Briya Soilim. That's mitzad the Briya. But Zok there, when the Pesukim, anytime the Pesukim refer to the fact that people are using the fish and taking things out of the Yam to eat, so then by the bracha ledogim piravu redu b'degas hayom. So there it speaks about dogim b'frat. And the Chacham points out by the Mesoninim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Mesoninim that im es called gei hayam, if I give you all the dogim, it's like there. So it was yadua to everyone that the stam diburim of things that come out of the sea were fish. Pasha to everyone. That's what you eat, fish. And al zeh nemar different kolam and pratim. Mashenki in the Shekets, the Hemshech of the Pasuk was showing that stam Shekets, stam reptiles and creatures in the sea, those were never, no one ever had a havmina to matir. Okay, that's a little bit of a call from Simon Pei Gimel from the first Gemara we saw. Okay, so, right. So, Simon Pei Dalet. So, in Simon Pei Dalet, so the Gemara starts another drush from this Pasuk, yeah. That the Pasuk says, So we know now from the Rambam that we have to be talking about some kind of fish, perhaps. Although that might not exactly stem with our, so you'll have to see. But the Maisa, the Torah says that all these Tanoim of Snapper v'Kaskeses, so the Gemara is Medayik, that it's only by Mamayim, by Yamim uv'necholim. When do we have such a Tanai of Yamim uv'necholim, of Snapper v'Kaskeses? That's only when it's Yamim uv'necholim. But any bugs that are not from the Yamim uv'necholim, they're from something which is not doimet yam necholim, which we'll see what the maskan of the Gemara is. So then, there's no tanai. We only said a tanai of snapper for kaskeses by yam necholim. No yam necholim. You don't need a tanai of snapper for kaskeses. I'm just being urged to this now. This is a little bit difficult with the Rambam. Okay. Because the Rambam, these bugs are not fish, right? Unless you're going to say they're small fish.
What's this?
Our whole sugya is coming to matter the bugs in the water. Right. So the Fida Rambam,
these are not fish.
So the diak doesn't work.
Maybe the Rambam only needs fish in water, in mind, but if it's...
Yeah, but it's shrewd to be medayik that... When the Torah says, mikol asher b'mayim, kol asher lo snapper v'kaskeses, when do you need snapper v'kaskeses? In the yam imun ucholam. But not in the yam ucholam, you don't need snapper v'kaskeses. So you're saying, not that he's mattering fish without snapper v'kaskeses, we're mattering a kinds of different barrier of shekets. I mean, even shrotim that are not mitzuras dag, so it's a bit of a jump of the deal. I could have heard to be medayik, fine. Kosher fish, yeah. Trefa fish, no. But in Kalim, even trefa fish. But the whole, all the diburim here are fish. Elamai, the Rambam's going to learn that the deal here is like you're saying, that the deal is the whole nosei of fish, and the whole nosei of snapper v'kaskeses is only yam v'necholim. Once you add of yam v'necholim, so it's pashut to even not fish, even the sherets. Yeah, okay. Sahara. Hakopanim. So that is the maskana. So that's maskana of the Gemara. That's the whole arbit of the Gemara to figure out what is daimet yam ul-cholm and what is not daimet yam ul-cholm. Okay. So like this, just to keep this lamaisa. If you look a little bit in the Achronim, in the Darkei Tshuva, and in the other Achronim, so you see that the shailos of the bugs in the water were some of the shver shailos that had existed in Klal Yisrael. They were very, 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 very chamardikah shailos, mitzad echot, midachisov. There were people in Mamashtak, because before the modern advent of the modern water systems we have, they had basically, each town had a lake, or a big bar, or a river, or something, and if that became contaminated or polluted, so they were in major trouble. And the Darkei Tshuva was full of this, from the Beis Shloima, and from the Marsham, from the Tzemach Tzedek, the people would push it, they were coming to Sakanas Nefashos. And they were madchik to be melamed tzchus, and they were taku. You see them bending over back, trying to mechapes kulos. And this was all till about, I don't know, probably 60, 70 years ago. And about 60 or 70 years ago, so the modern system of water began, and we had these things with aqueducts and pipes and basically running water in the homes, you know, not going out to the well and drawing water, whenever that began. So when that began, this whole sugya became extinct. This sugya ended. There was no more sugya because when you... They were talking about regular bugs. They were talking about little types of chesifas, beetles and bugs and shrutzen. And when we had the modern water systems, with the filters, I think even without the filters, for the most part, what came out of your filter was relatively clean. I mean, the main issue, I think, was more like the zihum, like the fact that it might have had bacteria and filth. You know, in some places in third world countries, you have to filter, you have to cook the water to get rid of all the poisonous bacteria. But bugs, you don't find unless you go to a well and you draw it out from the well. So this basically, this sugya kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. And basically, as time goes on, I think the matzav just gets better because more and more is there pikuach on the water. In most civilized countries, at least, the government requires the filtering of the water and adding more filters and more filters. And our faucets have filters. And by the time the water comes out, it's ganz fine and clean. Now, So what happened about seven or eight years ago? So it happens like this. And America is one of those civilized countries that requires all the water to be filtered. So each state has its own makar of mayim, and you have to filter your water. Now, filtering the water probably involves a certain amount of cost and probably a certain amount of upkeep. So they made a rule. If your water is under a certain level of cleanliness, a certain amav nikius, you have to do the filter. But if you can get past a certain level, I mean, they test, their experts will test it. And if it'll be clean enough, not mitzad halacha, they don't have halacha, they're going, mitzad health and taste and texture, whatever it is. If you can get past a certain level, so then your water is fine, you don't have to filter it. So New York, Hashkacha had it, and New York is one of the few lucky places in America that just the natural source of the water, the reservoirs coming out mostly from upstate New York, were clean enough that they were mafkia from them the chiyuv to filter. So they let the water in. They do add chlorine, they add a chomer to kill bacteria, but the filters, like regular like reshet type of filters, whatever they have in other places, in New York, it was deemed unnecessary. Now, it was discovered, as Rabelsky points out in his tshuva, by Oysay Avrich, not sure exactly who it was, someone was checking his lettuce episode at Erev Pesach, probably with like a microscope or like a telescope, I don't know exactly, he was checking it, very, very chomer. And he discovered bugs in the lettuce, and he went to go file a lawsuit against Bodek, and Bodek sent him back. You know, let's see the example. They checked the example. They said, this is from your water, not from our lettuce. And hence began the issue that they realized that since New York is not filtering their water, it's full of little bugs. Now, these are not the bugs commonly found in the Acharonim, like they're actually little creatures. These are things that are not microscopic. That's actually one of the debates about these bugs, which we're going to see later in Sevav test. We're going to discuss later in terms of the size of bugs.
These things would have passed the test.
The filter is supposed to catch, because in other states they catch it.
They would have passed the 7 years ago test that they had in New York.
Test of what? Of cleanliness?
It got worse, or they just...
Well, or not. I don't know. This is when it was discovered 7 years ago. How much it existed, didn't exist, I don't know. The things changed, it's hard to know. No one ever did a test. But the mice, they found these little tiny bugs, which it's debatable whether they're near la'ayin. You could see something, and we'll discuss that, hopefully, in the Hemshech of the Simen. So these little bugs are called copepods. And, I guess they probably went running to the government and pointed out that, our water is full of these bugs. The government knew about it, and they couldn't kill us, because these little bugs don't affect anything. They don't affect health, they don't affect the taste, it's fine. It's fine to eat these bugs. So, that was that. So, Mamewa, about 7 years ago, this whole sugya came back in full force for the water in New York, millions of Yidden living in New York. What's going on with the water? Could you drink the water or not? It's full of bugs. And so now this shiloh is murkav for many different shilohs. Like we mentioned, the size of the bugs. Is it a mira matzoi? Is it not a mira matzoi? Are they uncommon or are they common? And various different shilohs. Now, many of these shilohs, we're going to see the actual nidun in the hemshich of the simit. So I'm not like taking apart this whole shiloh now. I just want to discuss what's negiah to us and our sugya that we've been learning for the last week. And that is... Okay, so I just point out... Meirish, this is a big machlokes out of Yemazet. It's a big machlokes that when it came down to is that Rabelsky basically held that this was mutter, lagamri, tkifus, gedoyla. And Rav David Feinstein, Midach Kisa, held it's usher, holds it's usher. And if you ask each one of them out of Yemazet, they'll tell you, yeah, filter, don't filter. That's the machlokes.
So,
I don't know. I think Yesh V'Yesh. I mean, each one of them probably have many Talmidim, which follow. So. What's Makov? We'll see when you finish Beidah. We're going to ask Ali Sherman. He's going to tell us what's Makov. So the question is there any one reason to matter the water? And even if there's no one reason to matter the water, could we make a tiruf of 10 different reasons to matter the water? And then the question becomes, even if you have 10 reasons, some argue that, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, if they didn't make 10 tirufim, people would die pushing. Now, today, you have filters. Ultimately, that's all Rav David was requiring, to put filters on everything. So it's annoying, it stops the water pressure, but could be necessary. Okay, so let's see. So, meantime, you can buy water. I mean, it'd be a little difficult to brush your teeth with bottled water, but okay.
No, bottled water, they found that mostly is a lot of times they
put it from tap water. Anyway, okay. Okay, but then now. It's triple, quadruple the price. Someone has a big mishpacha, yeah. Okay. And it's triple filtered. Anyways, so. Okay. I'll call upon him like this. So one of the big shiloh is Arisugya. How to don the water of New York? Is it yamim minachalim water? In which case the bugs are also, or is it not yamim minachalim water? In which case the bugs are completely mutter. So basically, What does the Gemara say? So the basic Sura of the Gemara that we're all familiar with already is that Yamim u'nechalim are aser, Kalim are for sure mutter, meaning bugs that generate themselves in Kalim, stamakli are mutter, because that has no comparison whatsoever to Yamim u'nechalim. And the Gemara says on two accounts. Yamim u'nechalim are in the ground, Kalim are above ground, they're not connected to the ground. And Yamim u'nechalim are flowing, have come from a natural source, from like a spring. And these things they're not flowing, it's still water, at surim b'kli, it's just stuck in a kli. So Kalim are for sure mutter. Now, what does it mean, Kalim mutter? It doesn't mean if you take a trefa lobster and put it into your lobster, doesn't have tsuras dag anyway. If you take a trefa fish, whatever it is, sherry is good. If you take a trefa fish and put it inside, it's okay. It means things that actually, from the mashmos chazal, it sounds that they spontaneously generate themselves in this water. Now, this is a side prat, which I'm not going to go into, mamish, all the arichos, but the basic problem is that scientifically we know that seems to be no such thing as some spontaneous generation, and these things actually grow from eggs, from microscopic eggs that come from previous the mama and the tata. So the basic shot that everyone accepts, this is basically accepted I think by everyone, is that because the eggs are microscopic and they're taka not visible to the eye, even according to those people who think they could see these bugs, but they cannot see the eggs. Everyone agrees to that. So basically, Chazal went with what was nira le'ene b'nei adam, le'ene b'nei adam she'ene mizuyenes, something without a special kli, without a special glass. That's a whole. All the halachas of the Torah are kfir ois b'nei adam and memela. Since these things appear to, if you examine them with your own eyes, they appear to be sprouting out of nothingness. That's called that they generated themselves in the water. And that's called the heter of the sheret samayim. That's in kalim. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says fine. Kalim is for sure mutter. What if you have one dimyon like boiris marim marus and shichim marus? So the Gemara says that even though they have one dimyon because they're in the ground, but since they're still there, it's rumikli, that's mutter. And the Gemara says that neitzim and cheritzim, which are not mamish noivim, but they're in the ground and they're flowing, even though they're not mamish yamim u'nechalim, but they're so similar to yamim u'nechalim that the bugs in there, aser. That's what the Gemara says. Neitzim and cheritzim are aser. Comes along Tosfos, and without getting into all the prithi pratim that we're all familiar with already, so Tosfos basically is medayik. The Gemara on the one hand speaks about noivim, mashma anything less than noivim is mutter, meaning something that's flowing but not flowing from a neviyah, from a natural spring should be mutter. The Gemara seems to say that the tanai for mutter has to be atzurim kakli, has to be mamish stationary. Tosfos invents a middle darga, and the middle darga of Tosfos is some kind of itzim and chritzim which are not noivim, they're not flowing out of a natural spring, but they are zeichlin, they are actually pouring forth, they are actually flowing, but not from a natural spring. And this is we'll get back to the Hagdara exactly. What this in between darga is very important. So Tosfos learns this is the machlokes in the Gemara between Tana de Rav and Tana de Shmuel. According to Rashi, there's no machlokes. According to Tosfos, this is the machlokes in the two sheets in the Gemara. Adkan lashon Tosfos. In Tosfos, you don't see hachra on the matter, and that's why it's a shtickel shver. Shmuel pointed out that the Maaseh the Shulti Gibram seems to learn in Tosfos that he's machmir. It's shver. We don't see in Tosfos hachra. If I care, the Rosh says that. Even if Tosfos is right, that is the machlokes, we should pass him lakula because Tanaz Be'erav is Shragar Piakol, that's Tarez Kayanim, and we should pass him lakula anyway in the Shiloh. So Tosfos invents the Shiloh, and the Rosh says, but even if you'll invent the Shiloh, it should come out lakula. Me'iduch Gisa, or that Karina pointed out, that the Lashon HaRambam is Mashma Lachumra, Lahalacha. The Lashon HaRambam is that the heter of the Mayim is only what? The Dr. Rambam, it's in water that's Eino Mayim Noivim. So they learn that means it has to, that the Einam Noivim has to be Mamish Atzurim. So Dr. Magen Mishnah, okay, so if you learn like Tosfos, there's a Machlokes, and we pass Kintana Be'er Shmuel, which is Shver, like the Rosh points out, you shouldn't pass Kintana Be'er Shmuel. So the Taz Taka says, Taka Shver, and he learns that the Rambam had a different Mahalach in the Gemara, and really the Rambam in the Gemara was learning that the Machlokes has nothing to do with something that's flowing but not from a natural source, but rather it's talking about something Atzur Mamish, it's a one place Mamish. They're arguing about that. And since it's, and what was the machlokes? Since it was such a large body of water, maybe that's enough to say that it doesn't have a din of kalim. That's already similar to a yam. It's a big kli. It looks like a yam. That's ready. And there, the Rambam Masak Taka Mekel. Okay, so it's a big chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua pointed out, Lamaisa, this chiddush has a beisav in the lashon of the Chiddush Aran. Chiddush Aran also puts into the cheshbon over here of the Gemara the size. He makes that a cheshbon. He explains that in one of the Havmiyos of the Gemara, Ayin Shon, that is a cheshbon. The Taz does have a makar in the Rishonim. Akapanim, it's a shtickel doichak in the Rambam. And like Aureli pointed out, doesn't really explain the kefa lashon Rambam in a mayim noivim v'harehim atzurim. So I already spoke about this with some of the people here. But the ma'isa, it could be that you could learn the Rambam a little differently, and that is that in Rashi it's mafurish that there's no machlokes tan virav tan virav shmal. So the question is, what does Rashi do with this middle darga? So lachor you have two possibilities. So the Beis Yosef for some reason assumes for a davar pashit. He says that, listen, in Rashi, I don't see any shtickle Torah, so anything that's not naivim is mutter. Anything that's falling is mutter. So this middle darga would be lakula, not like the Rambam, like the Russian Tosfos that will come out lakula. Nice, if you look on the side of the page, the Shita Begretza seems to learn that. So the Shita says, what is Rashi going to do with the diak of the Gemara that it says atzurim kikli? So it seems that the Shita is saying that in a chanami, Rashi just learned that when the Gemara said atzurim kikli, it was a gila in the whole sugya. That atzurim kikli just means anything that's not noivim, anything which is noivim is aser. And when we say when it's not noivim, it's mutter, it doesn't mean anything that's not noivim, it doesn't mean also zeichlin. That was just a lashon the Gemara was noikiv. But really, it means it has to be atzurim kikli. So, meaning it could be that, according to Rashi, when it says atzurim kikli, it's a gilui that any time the Gemara said noivim and not noivim, it wasn't really referring to the classical noivim we know from Hilchos Mikvaos that it comes from a spring. It has nothing to do with it over here. And here, it's just a shayla of flowing or not flowing. So and mail will come out lafi Rashi. Anything which is not atzur kikli is aser lakuli alma. There's no machlokes about that. So then I just say that it could be that that's how the Rambam learned that there was no machlokes tanurav tanurishol like Rashi, and im kain it's a little hesber in the lashon Rambam that the Rambam is saying einamayim noivim. You look in the Gemara, you're going to see something einamayim noivim says the Rambam. You have to learn the rest of the Gemara, and if you learn the last line of the Gemara, v'harei matzurim. In the Harehe Matsurim is a beer of what the Einam Noivim is in the Gemara. And the Rambam put both Lashonis of the Gemara into the Halacha, so you shouldn't get confused and say, oh, but I have this Gemara, that Gemara. So up to now, this is how to read the Gemara. Einam Noivim, Harehe Matsurim, like the Hemshech of the Gemara says. So maybe that takes care a little bit of the Lashon Rambam and explains a little bit why the Rambam was Machmir. Now, why? And then he passes Lachomer, Lamaisa. I'm saying, Lamaisa says they have to be Atsurim. And that's a beer of what Einam Noivim is. No, there's no. That's what I'm saying. There's no machlokes tanuri rav tanuri shmul. This was just the gila in the whole sugya. This was the gila in the taich of the words.
Mamish
like Rashi. That's what I'm trying to say. And so why did the Gemara do this? Why did the Gemara confuse us and call it noivim not zeichon too? Okay, so that's a tzarich in. Ulai will have a little bit of a pshat. Let's see in the hemshah. Okay, so how do we pass in the shayla of this middle darga, which we're going to see is very important for our shayla of the water. So it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis, we all saw. It's brought as a Yesh V'Yesh, Yeshem and V'Yeshemim. According to the Klal of the Mechaber, comes out Le'Kula, because we go with the Yesh Basar, which is Le'Kula. Lamaisa over here, we know that the Das HaMachmira is the Rambam, which is one big Shikul. Lamaisa the Shach brings that you should be Machmir, I'll pee the Marshal and the Issa the Heter. And then Masod, this Chavrus over there, showed me in the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim brings from the Zivchei Tzedek that Pechia Gavna, you shouldn't go bus of the Klal, because Lamaisa, he calls like Kol HaPoiskim, he says many of the Poiskim are Machmir, the Rambam is Machmir. Pechia Gavna, you shouldn't go with the Klal of Yesh V'Yesh, and you should be Machmir for the Chomer de Geshita, that anything which is flowing, is law. If it's not a Turim Kli Mamish, let's say, that's already going to be Aser. So it comes out.
That's how they're learning the Mechaber?
Not sure.
Because the Mechaber knew the Klal of how he wrote, yeah. So he should have flipped it.
But no, not sure. I don't know. I ain't sure. I mean, what Mara is pointing out is that it could be there is a tzad of the Mechaber. That it is the cool. I don't know. It doesn't say. I don't know. I'll tell you, Lamaiso, you know, the Prima Gundam points out, there's an important nekuda that even if you're machmir about the shayla, it's b'tarich safik derais lochomra. There's certainly no hachra lochomra. I mean, Shulchan Aruch said yeshvayesh. According, if you read Shulchan Aruch kipshuto, he's being mekel. So we're going to say we're going to be machmir. Did the Mechaber hold of it? I don't know. The Shach certainly was, and there's Rav Poiskim, and even the Sephardi Poiskim, you see already saying to be machmir. Lamaisa, Zok Kipim Gadon, it's not worse than the safik derais lochomra. Now, safik derais lochomra is pretty bad. But what's a suffix negate to? A suffix is negate to a svek sveiko. Right? Sometimes you have a svek sveiko, we make them. So we'll have to see if negate a lot of svek sveikos. Lubelski, I think, holds in the shayla that there's svek. He would hold it as a svek, if not that he was poshet each suffix lakula. Okay. So these are the klolim that come out from the Gemara. The basic three daggers of kalim, the in between, which is unclear, where it's not flowing from an, it's not noivim from a spring, but it's not stationary. And then you have mamish stationary, which is motor gomer, that's kalim and barashich maris. Okay, so what's going on with the New York water? So the basic
A bunch of rivers.
What is?
The
Oh, so let's see. So how does the Metzius work? So the Metzius basically works like this, and this I mostly got from some other sources, mostly from Rebelsky's Tshuva, who claims to have clarified the Metzius very, very much. So basically there's a huge place, which is not the reservoir, a huge place called Watershed, which is basically like a huge lake, kind of. And it's not, I don't know if you'll call it a lake or if it's totally natural, unnatural. Basically this lake, everyone agrees the bugs there are going to be a problem. Because this lake is actually a place where it gets a lot of rainwater and a lot of snow, but also a lot of rivers go into it, and a lot of it flow through it and flow into it, and a lot of natural springs are mamish opened up into it. That's mamish yamim u'nechalim, mamish, fine. From there, they built, man-made, some, I guess you can call them pipes, not really pipes, more like tunnels, I think, called the aqueduct. These huge tunnel-sized pipes that draw water out of Watershed and take them down into, let's just say for our purposes, I think there's actually more than one, but the main reservoir that is in discussion is that they lead into this main reservoir called Kensico in upstate New York. From Kensico, that's a reservoir, that's like a regular reservoir that was built by man-made. It was actually part of some kind of a lake, but they built a dam, they built a wall, and they made a reservoir out of it, a big bar, we'll call it. Or maybe not, let's see.
Even though something's flowing in it, that's not called lake.
Let's see. That's the question, let's see. Now, how does it get from the reservoir to my house? So, Vichter, they have big, huge pipes, probably smaller than the ones coming in, going out, but mice have big, huge, tunnel-like pipes. They go into even smaller pipes, the mains, and from the mains, they go into smaller pipes. Eventually, until you push it, go into your house, you open the faucet, and the water comes out. So like this. So, I think everyone agrees that ruba de ruba of these copepods generate themselves in the actual Kensico reservoir, because these things only flourish because of the greyus of these brias. They're very shvacha brias. They don't have the strength, kaviyachol, to sprout when there's turbulent water, flowing water, or when there's any chemicals in the water. So the main place where they sprout is in the relatively calm waters of the Kensico Reservoir, and that's where they grow. So the question is, let's just begin with that. How do you down the Kensico Reservoir? So said Reb David, this is a little bit something from outside, not something really so in the Sugya, something a little bit outside the Sugya, and that's really one of Rebelsky's Tainim. Says Reb David, that Lamaisa, where's the water coming from? That you have rivers and springs. And from there, they dug out these tunnels to allow the continual flowing from these rivers and springs from Watershed through the aqueduct, coming straight in. So since it's coming from Noivim, it's coming from natural springs and rivers, usually you built this tunnel that brought the water from the big tunnel into your big reservoir, but it has a din Noivim. Now, why should it have a din Noivim? I mean, in the end of the day, it's not Noivim, it's in a big bar. So David brought various different knives from Hilchos Miklos, that in Hilchos Mikvah is something that started with a din noivim because it came from a natural spring or natural river, even if in the end of the day it's collected in a final destination, in a final bar, it retains its halacha of noivim. Okay, that's a shayla of Hilchos Mikvah, which Reb David held that because of lack of other information and no glaring, he held no glaring steer to this, so he held that the halacha should be, we should be machmir at least, to assume that we shtel too. So I'll just mention this is just really not okay. I'll just mention this quick. So Rebelsky held that this is a total mistake, and that this has nothing to do with Hilchos Mikvos, and that Hilchos Mikvos is a shayla in where in the shayla where the water came from. That's what Hilchos Mikvos are banui on. We have to know, is it Mayim Shuvin, Mayim Zeichlin, Mayim Noivim? So those halachas of where the water came from depends where it came from, not where it is at the end of the day. Mashein Kain, our so again, to me that's how it was mashma. That our sugya is just a question of a kal prado kal. It's ke'en yamim u'necholim, or not ke'en yamim u'necholim. So it's up there, yamim u'necholim, no one told you to go look at the sheirish, where it came from. Just look at it right now. Look at this body of water, shalafanech. Is it similar to yamim u'necholim or not similar? And we have different characteristics. The Torah told us. The Gemara tells us. In the ground, flowing, maybe even the size, like the chidusharan. When that's it, just look at it, k'moishu achshav, and there's nothing to do with hochz mechorah's kal kal. And then Mayim was up there. If you look at the reservoir, Kamois you right now, and not, you don't look at where things came from, so Mechaira, it's a Pasha Bar. Now, he would be masking, I think, that there's a Shaila, he would be masking that it would be less Pasha if the river would actually be flowing into it itself. But it's like, that's not even the case here. Here, the rivers flow into watershed. They built man-made aqueduct to draw the water from there. So this reservoir is totally cut off from lakes and from Lake Yam and Nakhalim. It's totally cut off from springs. And there's just a man-made way of drawing the water into this reservoir. It's up there. I don't care where the water came from. You look at it, Kamois Yuachshu, and it has a dinbar. Yes.
But even if you say, even a Mekvais would have to go two ways.
What do you mean?
The fact that it's cut off, maybe cut off, has to be Mekvais to what?
I think he was just saying that if the Yam Nechalim would be flowing into this body of water itself, he held, he's Marames in his tshuva, but that would be more of a shaila. I'm not sure exactly why. It could be he held, and then you'd see the flowing in the water itself.
Why does he mean this?
What?
He started with, Belsky starts by saying that we know Kvapi, this birya, it cannot come halachically earlier. Why does he need to gana address that part of
the,
they're not
meeting. Well, Rebelski's main point is just have to be marked to the reservoir. So he's just adding.
Yeah, but he undoes that. He does a step better by saying the bugs vadai started in a bar.
Yeah, but the question is, could be this is not a bar. Could be this reservoir. Dr. David, the reservoir itself is not Kensigo Reservoir. It's Kensigo Lake. That's what he's marking.
Watershed over here.
Yeah, that's basically his point.
But isn't there a kind of irrigation, whatever it is,
to
the house?
Oh. Okay, exactly. Yes, you sure he's holding your tears ready? We're going to get there. Yes, I'm going. Let's go one step at a time. Now, let's just start like this. Let's just finish first with the first step, and that is the water coming into the reservoir. Now, let's say, fine. Let's say Rebelski's right. And Mech Tesu Shtaltu Mekvoz, look at it now, it's a bug. Fine. But, so first thing we have to point out is that if there would be bugs in watershed, those are awesome. And even the aqueduct bugs could be, since they're flowing right out of the river, could be those bugs would also be Zeichlin, maybe the middle Darga of Sif Beis, I'm not sure, maybe, but certainly the bugs in watershed would be also. So let's say bugs grow there, and then billions of gallons flow in. So certainly they'd be also. They started also, they don't become mutter. So L'chayra, very nice the bugs from that grow in Kensigo are okay, but the bugs from watershed are not okay. So the answer is, like we already said, that over there, it's flowing water, it's moving water, it's spring water, and Mimela, the assumption of Metzias is that Ruba de Ruba de Ruba of the bugs are born in Kensigo, and maybe none, maybe a Miat de Miat come from earlier. And Mimela, that's for sure not what you have, something you don't have to be chashish for. That's in terms of the water coming in from outside. Yeah, they're not coming from there. He just holds that because it's flowing into this body of water.
It's flowing in the water, but the bugs are only made over here.
Yeah, and he holds the bugs made over here are usher. He holds that. He holds the reservoir itself because it's connected and it receives from a nachal and receives from a spring.
The water does, but the bugs are over here.
Yeah, forget it. One second. Let's just down the water first. So he says that since the water comes from over there and the water flows in, this water. Yeah. I don't think it's totally nashok. I think it's totally a different halacha, but yeah, it's takutali and hilchos mikvos. It's some water that had a din mayon, that had a din noivin, and then it flows into a different area and it stops there. It's also, it's still mayon, it's still noivin. It's hilchos mikvos, yeah. So, and I think everyone agrees it's hilchos mikvos. Rebelski agrees to that. He just says to make this tushal over here, that would not be.
Rebelski is not saying, suggesting last week that the Gilui HaKra is telling you what type of bug.
No.
Mele, Vadai, I don't care, even if it's not even, it doesn't matter.
Right,
it's not saying that.
Right. I'm assuming that the bugs could be, the same bug could be mutter and usher depending where you find it. Right. Okay. So now, like Reb Shua pointed out, very, very important to Ara, and this is really what Rebelski held was the more chamer dika shaila here. This first shaila, in terms of where it came from, I mean, you know, Rebelski, this is obviously machlokes gedolei olam. Rebelski really held that this was mamish no shaila b'chal. And the tshuva, he's like mamish doich b'shedan. What he agreed to be more of a shaila is what Reb Shua was pointing out. That again, so let's say until from what's coming in, fine, it's a bar. Now your standard bar, you go with a little pitcher, and you lower the chevel, and you raise up a thing of water, or like the Gemara says, your sheikh of a sheisa, you bend down and drink. The Kensigo Reservoir has as much water flowing out of it per day as Niagara Falls. It's over a billion gallons a day, and it's as much as Niagara Falls. So now, that's not just like sheikh of a sheisa. So in terms of the goydel, okay, lamaskana, we're not going to be choishes for the size, but lamaisa they tiny. That because the mice of the water there is actually in a state where it's not stationary, it's actually flowing out. And it's flowing out into a size of the biggest rivers in the world, a billion gallons a day. So the Mela, that will give the din of the reservoir perhaps at least a halacha of Sif Beis. It's not stationary water. The water is a continual matzav of flowing billions of gallons of water. like a huge, huge, huge river. So l'chayra, that's enough to say that this has a din of sif beis. At least kol hapachas, many places can tell you this din of sif beis of zeichel. The water is not stationary. So you tell me it's not natural, it's not rivers, it's not us. Fine. So this is the in-between thing, which is a diamond. It's connected to the ground. It's the size we for sure have. So it's not mamasham and cholim, because it doesn't... Oh, so we're no. We're assuming like the first... Let's say we accept Rubelsky's first time that the in the reservoir, the haschala of it is just a big bar. So that's not neivim. That's come from an actual source. So that's zechila. No, so the kenisa he held wasn't negeh. Because again, we're assuming that we don't care where the kenisa came from, and we're assuming that he held that was man-made, and also, neivim seems to mean it has to come from a natural spring, natural lakes, natural springs, natural places. So since it's not natural, so we'll say that it starts as a bar. It would have been a bar, but from the fact that it's built in a way where it's flowing billions of gallons, that should be the middle darg of zeichlin, where lemaisa to shayla, and that's if beis and yesh makin yesh machmir, but lemaisa sabag guy slo chumra says
it's
really good. Oh, so one second, let's try to be magder exactly. Okay, so Maisa, this is more of a shayla. Mechira, it might come on to a shayla of sif beis. Now, if it's sif beis already, it could be, you have to know if you'd have a svek sveka, like we said, if there's svekas. So Maisa, though it's not pasha though, that even to call this like sif beis, not pasha necessarily to call it zaychim. Okay, so and the mashal, which I mentioned to some people, I think is as follows. That if you have mayim in a kli, like let's say an urn, that has a spout, or like in Chazal, they had barrels of wine with spouts on the side. And you open up the spout, and the water's flowing, because you know you're pouring out into another barrel. I don't think at that point should we say now, oh, the water's not stationary anymore. It's zeichlin, it's sif beis, it's flowing. So right now, if any bugs grow, they're going to be aser. So l'chayr le'shemayin, l'chayr that's pasha to everyone. That not. Now why not? Teretz is pasha, because again, kal pradu kal kein yam munchalim. L'chayr it's pasha to everyone that when you have water in a kli and you start pouring it this way, pouring it that way, opening a spout. Doesn't become any more similar to Yam Bun Chalim. Doesn't lose its shame kli. Plus Torah's kli, and this is just how you could. There's many different ways to use water in a kli. You pour it this way, pour it that way. Opening the spout doesn't change the whole hagadara of what this kli is. It's a kli and a bayit. Right. That's
here. It's continually going.
Oh. So l'chayra over here also. So l'chayra yikataina that over here also. That it's a big bar, and when you want to use the water, you open the spout. It's continually flowing, so it's not continually flowing. That means there's doors on the toitza of the mayim, and the moitza of mayim is big, huge doors, which they have to close for different technical reasons, because they have to stop dirt, or stop the flow of water, or overflows, or underflows, whatever it is. And melo, let's say a few times a day, sometimes they just do it for practice runs, it seems, to keep that they shouldn't get rusty, but there's actually water gates that actually close these things off. And they actually do close me, and they do it. So, zuck there. So this is basically a glorified urn. That's what Rebelsky's saying in Lumbus. You have a big bar, and you open it to take the water out. And you close it, put the water back. Oh, so one second. Now, Avad Yish L'chalik, and the Mendel point that is chalik, I think this is Mamash Rechtik chalik, that Yish L'chalik. When do we say that the fact that it flows out from the side and you put it into a matzah flowing doesn't affect it? That's by Kalim. The Gemara said, Kalim have no dimyan tiyam in the chalik. So Zachar says, no dimyon, the fact that you make it look a little bit by flowing, it's not going to change anything. Mashain kain by a bar, and especially a big bar, which is another tzad dimyon to yam and cholim, like the Kedushera. So you have a big bar in the ground. So here maybe taka, maybe al zeh nemar needs mechritzim. Maybe al zeh nemar that when you open up on the side, and even though you can close it when you want to, but when you open it, it's already flowing billions of gallons, that already could give it a dim zeichlin. Okay, but Afal Pikain, Lamaisa Rebelsky held not. He held that the fact that they open and close it should make it like a bar. But L'chayr, this is one taina, that the fact that it's a bar and it's already has that dim, and maybe opening up and allowing it to flow would already give it the shame. Zaytun. Ubi Yoyser, they bring a Ravid. The Ravid in Teres Kainim says, Lehedya, that he refers to a case of bibrim. If you look in the Ramah here, the Ramah refers to the bibrim. When he's talking about the in-between darga, he also, ne'itzim rechavim koin oisim shayisim lebibre dogim, he refers to these bibrim. So the Ravid speaks about these bibrim. And he says, lehedya, that the metzias lebibrim were, that they made some kind of outlet from the river, and they caught the water. And then there was an amatzer that they could close an opening it according to their wishes. So they tied it to Rebelsky, l'chayr, your whole nekuda is that das heith, they, yep, Biad b'nei Adam. This is Atzurim Kekliyan. I'm just using it. But it's mufurish in the Ravid that that's not the Nikudan. Forget the Ravid's a takamashma, that it's takatoli how it looks. If you take the water out from the top like a bartamotor, but if it flows out from the side, it should be aser. Kach mashma b'Ravid. So it seems that Rabelski, this is like the taina he took the most seriously. Afal pika any taina, and kan hadavar toli, I don't. Seems to be a shayla in Shekhla Das, how to understand this dimin. And he tainud that afal pikin, that's not the nekuda. Even though it's part of the ground, and it's billions of gallons of water, and the rabbi's mefurish, the fact that it's in your hands to open and close it, that's not it. So up there, the only in bayal chidusha, the only time we have this dimin to yamim nechalim is the dimin we find in the Gemara, of yamim nechalim, dimin de yamim nechalim, which is nitzim and chritzim, is the birbim of chazal. It brings various chazals and various Gemaras. Now, before that, Zman Chazal, a Noitz and a Charitz, was as follows: that they had a river, they had a main, you know, water source for the city, and along the side of the river, people would dig different Neitzim and Charitzim, different types of ditches. And if you dig a ditch, you make a little outlet from the river, and that would allow water to flow into your little ditch. And then you put a dam, you stop the water, and then you're able to use that water. You could use that water for drinking, and the Bibri Dagim was a way to catch fish, and you use that water till it ran low, until you finished with the fish, then you open up the other end, let it flow back into the river, and then close it, and then reopen it again and let some more water in. So Zok there, that Shara Nitzim Chritzim is that it's Kemat Yamun Chom. Yamun Chom Shara, it's a regular flow of the river. Nitzim Chritzim means it's not Mamish Noivim, because you created your own little irrigation ditch, your own little ditch for Bibri Dagim, whatever it is. But ultimately, it's mamish a chelik of the river that you just kind of put under your shlita. And so much so that the water, you take it in, and eventually you let it go back into the merutzas hanar, you let it go back into the river. So kolchi ha'gavna, that's called dumya diyam menachom, that's an itzim chritim. And that's an itzim chritim, which is the middle darga, which Tosis made up, which we're talking machmer for, but that's already a shayla. The machaber might be nekel, maybe yeah, maybe not. But the ma'aser, that's the middle darga. What's that? Yeah, he has basically, which is not so surprising, that you know the nitzim chritim you find is man chazal. They didn't have big huge pipes and mains. Like where do they have bodies of water? They had rivers and the Bibri Dagim. But he brings Ayin Shami brings a number of different gemaras and a mavur like that. That's how they had these types of things. What's that? No, he has a few gemaras. Belsky brings a few gemaras that are mavur. That was the Matzias question. Bibri Dagim. What's that? Yes, that's what I'm saying. Size is a cheshbon, but ultimately size is not a kaveya. But the Ran says it was part of the cheshbon. Ultimately, the only thing that are usser or something that's either noivim mamish, yam ruchal mamish, or nitzim akritim. It's like the nitzim akritim means that it was still in part of the marechet of yam ruchal, still part of the marechet of the natural flow of the water. But once you take it out to the side, and then you have your big aqueduct, and you have your big reservoir, and then it's just the different ways of being Mishamish in the Mayan. So it's up there, fine. 2,000 years ago, they had a little bar, which maybe serviced 3 people. And now we have a very big bar, which services 3 million people. But lo mashaneh, at the end of the day, you took it out of its natural course, and you put it into a bar. And ultimately, this big bar, lo matzino achilut, that if, you know, if it's a little spout on an urn, or it's a big, huge door the size of this whole base medrash that lets out billions of gallons of water, ultimately, you took it out. It was atzurim kekli, he likes it as a type. So atzurim kekli means atzur l'shima shel b'nei adam. It means you took it out of its natural course and its natural place, and you put it into your own man-made place. And from there, there's no sugya in there, you do what you want with it, and that's called meibayis. Okay, but like we said, this is kind of davar toloi, that the David Taina that, or excuse me, David held was more chomer, but others held that lamaisa b'chiyai gavno, this should be daimed to the ravid, and even though there's man-made control over it, but lamaisa ultimately it's similar to yam minuchal.
What does he do with the gemaras?
So that's the question. It was Dibur Behoiva. Everyone's masking. That's all they had back then. But they Taina, okay, that's what they had. This is what we have. But this is no difference, you know. Akronit, there should be no difference. So Belsky held that he felt that the Iker Lumdus was, Asurim Kikli means you took it out of the natural course of events, you took it out of the natural state, and you put it into a whole Marechet of the New York water system. That has nothing to do with Yam Menachalim, that's already Din of Barashi Chsma. Okay, now, that's all copy of the first Chaluk of Arsagya, which is the Shiloh of how exactly the Magdal is mine. And that's the basic shaila here is ultimately do we yeshayim that has a din of noivim, which sounds a little bit more mechudosh, yeshayim that has a din of sif beis, because ultimately how could you call a billion gallons of water stationary? And then there's what Rabelski held, which was that the neitzim chritzim chazal were something that was still part of the marechet of the regular yamim nechalim. That's how I understand it. And once you take it out of that marefa and you put it into your own man-made system, then you can do what you want with it, nothing's going to change. And it's like, ultimately, it's just like opening the spout of an earth. Now, mavur in the sugya and Shulchan Aruch, that even if we'll get past the whole shaila of where the bugs are created, these bugs only remain beheterim kolzman, that they're in the water which they were like created. Like you said, that spontaneous generation, they're born from the eggs. But regular, that they're pirish, they come out of that water, so then we're in trouble. And that becomes a whole other chiluk of this shaila of the New York water, that even if you'll say the bugs are mutter, do they ever come to a matziv where they could be pirish? And basically in the sheet in the halacha pirish, you find shalosh shitas bedavar. The first shita, I'll begin with, which really is shita dechuya somewhat, is what they bring from the Issa v'Heter. In Mem Aleph Zayin, the Issa v'Heter seems to say that which you have a heter of where it grew has to be mamish where it grew. It means it has to be in the water where it grew, in the kli where it grew. But perega, that it leaves any of those things, it's automatically also. Meaning even if the water, the bug is in the river, it stays in the water, and you just pour it from kli to kli, you pour it from bar to kli, or from kli to bar, or something. Isvet, I think, is machmir. Isvet himself is machmir. Could be kli to kli, kli to kli is
machmir. But the pre-tire is the one in the Isvet,
there's lush, it's
vade pirish. What does that mean?
One second. So, I'm saying, it seems to be the Pashat reading, the Pashat Havana, the Prima Gullim seems to accept the Pashat Havana, is that it's vade pirish, lush and vade pirish means that. Rega it moves, that's it, you're out. Now, Imkain, we're in big trouble. Yeah? We were just matriach for a whole half hour trying to understand how this water is made by this. Very nice. When you open your faucet and it leaves the faucet and comes to your cup, it's pirish. Even if we'll say the whole marech of the pipes is all one big bar, one big thing, but it's not pirish, rega it leaves there, for sure, it leaves the cup, that's it, pirish, the whole thing's awesome. So we just lost the whole thing. Okay, l'maisa to mavur, at least l'fi this havan of the isveter, which could be some achrim didn't have this havan of the isveter. This havan of the isveter is not l'halacha. And there's that, because that's mefersh in the rush, not l'halacha. It's mefersh in the rush, when you take water from a bar into a kli, it's only usher because of a chashash pirish. Meaning it's not an automatic thing that when it goes from there to there, that's automatically zikr pirish. Could be the isvater, also doesn't mean that, but at least halacha we pass in the rush. Now, what's pshat in the rush? So we saw there's two mahalchim in the rush. Basically, the yisoysif dakimosh and shach on the one hand, and the taz on the other hand.
This head is lush, it's not in pirish. It doesn't say that it's the honor of you say. It's lush. It's not
pashin. Not mamish, not pashin. The prima gadim is I'm just saying that havana is nitcha in the isvater. Now, so the Dakimosha learns like this, because we have a stira shtick on the rush, because this points out a stira, that when the water goes from bar to kli, then the rush is machmir. But from kli to kli, he's makel. So what's the chilek between bar to kli and kli to kli? So,
you're in the Beis Yosef
now? Yes, the Beis Yosef says the chilek is as follows. And this is how the Dakimosha and the Shach learn. And that is that the Gemara says there's a heter, that not only if it's in the water, but even if it jumps up to the side of the kli, that's okay also, because it's Hainu Rebise. So that's its natural habitat, and that's part of where it grows and where it lives, that's okay. Says the Beis Yosef, that's only if it's a bug that grew in a kli, so that heter only applies in a kli. So if you pour the water to another kli, it also applies in that kli. Because kli, the wall of a kli is this bug's natural habitat. But if it goes from a bar to a kli, so kolayit, it's still in the water, it's okay. That's not pirish yet. The rega jumps up to the wall of the kli. Wall of a kli. This bug's habitat is the wall of a bar, not the wall of the kli, and then it'll be awesome. And then Mabel says the rush, you have to be choshish that it's going to do that. So the rega that you pour from a bar to a kli, you're in trouble. And that would be, it wouldn't matter how you transfer it, because the rega that it's in that new place, we're afraid it's going to jump to the wall and awesome. Kach pirish abeisus dakimashem. Taz is a different avano, and the Taz learns that ultimately, it doesn't make a difference if it ends up in a bar or it ends up in a kli. The Hainu Rebise always remains, wherever it is. As long as it went with its water to a new place, and that new place it could also jump to the walls. Problem only is that the Rush's problem is the derech that you took it out. It's because the pool of she'iva, where you lower a kli into another kli to draw out water, the process of the drawing, we're chayshish that maybe at that point, as you're about to lower it, the bug will jump up on the side of the kli, on the outside or on the inside. Basically, it will jump at that split second, that moment, it will jump to a place where you don't have a heter hav, hainu revisa.
This
is the Taz, the Tzifkat name. So now, the emphasis is, according to both of these mahalchim, we're going to be in trouble. According to the Beis Yosef, we're for sure in trouble, because the rega comes out into your kli, from the bar into your kli, so okay, there's no pirish yet, but we're chayshish miyad, it's going to jump to the side of the kli. That's mitzad beisoyis. Even mitzad the taz, that since
so it's a problem, what?
It's a problem with these bugs in the New York water, because once
no,
it comes.
No,
one second. So first of all, I'm going to speak out both. According to beisoyis, it's a zichar problem because you don't need shiva. As soon as it goes into a kli, in that kli, there's no head of vayner beisoyis. So the rega jumps to the side in that kli in your house, you're in trouble. One second. And according to the Taz, you're right, there's no Shiva. But, you know, let's say I'm in my house and, you know, I have a big, I make a bowl of punch with this water and then I go and I do a Shiva or I, you know, scoop out some soup or whatever it is, you're going to have a problem. So the Teretz is, just to get finish this chelik, the Teretz is that not the second, but within seconds of leaving the Kensko Reservoir, which is many miles away from your house, the government adds in chlorine. And between the turbulence of the water and the dosages of chlorine to purify the water from disease and whatnot, these bugs die. Every one of them is dead. They've, you know, so there's a debate, they're visible, not visible, but no one has found a live one in your water. When you open your faucet, you'll find these bugs. From time to time, we'll discuss how shachiach it is, but for sure they're all dead. So, based on this, so some just say a partial thing like this. One thing you can say is in Lomdus, because in Sif Dalet we're going to see the Shail of Pirish that Asir's, what if it's Pirish when it's dead? Somehow it's removed from its habitat when it's dead. Pirish Meis, Mikri Pirish or Loi Mikri Pirish? Achlek is Roshani. Lahalacha were Machmir, but then already here we'd have a Svek Sveka, because the whole Chumra of the Rosh is a Suffolk Pirish, but not sure, just were Machmir, it could have been Pirish. But then, if
Pirish?
What?
When would it have been Pirish?
When, let's say, according to the base, when you pour into the clean, we're afraid that second, you, without saying it, jumped and jumped back.
When did it die? Did it die?
No, so the Rosh is talking about live ones. So it's a Suffolk Pirish. Yeah, whatever it is. So, right, okay, so let's say there'll be Shaykh Pirish, right, even when they're dead. It's a Svek Sveka. Maybe it wasn't Pirish, and even if it was Pirish, it was dead. Now, the M is, I think, that there's makom to say you don't need a Svek Sveka here. And it's very simple. Why? Because Avada part, and maybe a great part, maybe the whole part of the Chashash Pirish of the Rosh, is because, you know, little bugs, they tend to jump around. They tend to jump up and jump down and swim this way and that way. So Mamela, that's where there's a Chashash Pirish. Now, a dead bug, I'm not saying it can't be Mamela Pirish. Matzinu, that for the Chashash Pirish from the inside of the Kli to the outside of the Kli, Mavur and the Rishayin, Mavur and the Gemara mentioned that we're not Chashash for such a Pirish. A strange Pirish we're not Chashash for. Yeah, it's far absurd. I'm just saying, Omer, yeah, who says that we have to be choshish for the pirish of a dead bug, which only will happen if you position the pouring in a certain way. We're choshish for pirish of bugs. It's a very common thing. If you have a little bug in the water, it'll jump up, jump back, and do a little swim. But dead bugs, I'm saying even out the Svek Sveka, I'm not sure there'd be any makom that you'd have
to. Okay.
Maybe they don't leave their habitat. Okay. So there's two things. Of course, they're dead. First of all, it could be the pirish are not a problem because of a halacha and Sif Dalet. And I'm just saying, Pashat Balabatish, it could be that the whole chashash pirish of the Rosh that we're machmer for is only a chashash with live bugs. The dead bugs, you just don't have that chashash. Yeah,
and you can create a massive pirish fat.
You're saying that with a semen, it'll cause more of a chashash. Has a reshet. Yeah, so I think they assume that the regular faucet semen is so wide, it's not so wide, but it's wide enough that the mom is never going to catch the thing. These things are really, really small. No, so in the New York one, they're not. It's certainly not that small.
Right.
There might be things like catch horses that fell in or something. Chashash They stuck in like twigs and sticks. Yeah, but you have to realize they're not. The Gemara's not talking about copepods. Say it. I'm just saying the Gemara wasn't talking about. Gemara was talking about bugs, like regular bugs, like ones that, like, you know, like your wife is scared of. No, but since they're so small, what I'm saying is since they're small, unless you put on a special type of a filter, mama's not going to catch. But they'll scan a different ha'ara that don't use a beged. Because the beged, a regular like t-shirt, that's something that could catch them, and then they'll fall off of that. But anything a little wider than that, anything a few, even part of a millimeter, I think these things get through. Yes.
You mentioned two mahalim. The Rosh, the Beis Yisrael, and the Rosh. The Beis Yisrael is mashma. Talmud. Ah, you'll ask him from the Rosh. Even the Rosh will be asking to be included Kli, and maybe there's a Chilek for the Kli. It could be that even the Beis Yosef, he has a third sheet of the Gamer. Because when he brings it, don't ask him from the Rosh, because even he'll be Moide at least Kli to Kli, and even then,
there's no Pierce Bechal after it. Is there any more Chulin over there? Okay, I just want to be assigned with one. Oh, fine, I got this one. I just want to sign with one Choshev and Nikud over here. I don't know if anyone's aiming on this. There's a Shver Rashi. You aiming on the Shver Rashi? The Gemara says, don't sift your beer at night. Why not? Because the bugs can get stuck and falling. So Rashi says a very strange thing. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Shem tipol talas halakashim. It's going to go onto the thing. Well, no, not even that. Yeah, it's going to fall into things. Lo yirena, at night you're not going to see. Umisham tipol akli, and it's going to fall into your water. Says Rashi, ulamachar kishi yirena, and tomorrow when you see it, yehei sover shlo yotzem en ashechra lakashim, and you'll think it's mutter. You'll see and say, oh, that's one of the mutter ones, and drink it. Why did Rashi have to wait till the morning? Let's say I'm thirsty at night. I mean, what's the pashup shan the gemara? Pashup shan the gemara is, don't be misanin at night and take a swig at night. What does it have to do with why? And in the morning, you'll see it. And in the morning, and you'll think in the morning, What does it have to do with the morning?
Maybe you jump back at night.
Okay. That's your Shulah Peshat. Zok Teshiv Aszion, the son of the Neid of Yehuda. So son of Yehuda said, based on this Diyak and Rashi, and he said it's Taka Beshitas Rashi because you need a few jumps to say it. That if you're Masanin at night and you think, listen, I was Masanin, I got out the dirt, I got out the bugs, I took care of everything, and then you go and drink it, even if there's usher bugs inside, it's not a problem because you ain't a Mischavin, you're Masasik Baalma. Not doing anything wrong. You think, listen, I'm filtering out the bugs, and I got out of the dirt. I'm stumbling, I think, caught all the bugs also. I can't imagine any bug would actually get into the water. You think your beer is clean. You go and you drink it, you're masasik. You know, masasik is heter, and called tarakula. Ain't a mischafe, it's mutter.
What happened?
Can you say the case? What do you mean? We know there's a klal that, you know, by when a person is masasik, we say you're chayef because shechei nene. If you eat a piece of meat, if you eat something by accident, a piece of chazer, geshmak, shechei nena, you're also even misasik. So Zaki in a chanami, he gets all stuck. So you have to say, he says, you have to say that there's a whole machlekes about bugs. Are bugs nice and tam lefkam, or are bugs geshmak? So he says that Rashi, Shitas Rashi must be that bugs are all nice and tam lefkam. So there's not really any enjoyment in the matter.
What was the shachol? How did you introduce the
kasha? Shechei nena.
This is the shachol. Well, what was this thing? But we don't know what's probably going to happen. You can't be done with the chel of our rice where you vada ate the chasicha sukkah. Here he's not even sure what's
going to if it happens, you. But if it happens.
But then it's not a secret that it will happen.
Okay, so you're asking a different question.
Shachol,
different
than all
their... Talam are better. I'm not sure these shrats... Yeah, so copepods, I don't know. I don't know. Secret Shavar. Yeah, that's what you're saying. It's probably. I think he's asking one of the acronym points that's like the Secret Shavar maybe because it's always fallen. Okay. Ha'aruf. Akapanim. So he says that you have to say it's nice time of Gam. And he says, and he also says it has to be that you try to be Misanin. Because if you didn't try, then you're called a Mechavin. And he himself is not so sure about this whole Kiddush. Now, Lemaisa.
What does that mean, you try to?
That you try to. You did it in the wrong way, but at least you think you did a good job. Because if you didn't misan it at all, mishtam hefkeres, that's called mischavin. Okay, each one of these pratim. No, so Rashi's saying the only time there's an aveira is when you see it. Once you see it and drink it, then you're in trouble. But at night, when you're misasik, it's better. So this is very, it's a big Kiddush. So a lot of the Echorinim bring this idea to Imri Bina, Imri Yesher. Anyone wants the Mayer Mekoymus? Rashi right here, Tzalchzayn. I'll give you the Mayer Mekoymus. I just want to point that one very big thing that in the Shiurim from Minchas Asher, so he pointed out that he saw the Shmua, it's a very big thing. He says that Reb Sol Salanter sent this Shiloh to Reb Kiveger. Reb Sol Salanter was bothered by the Shiloh, and he sent this to Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger, you know, he wrote Chuvas to the Shiloh, and certainly to Azaz Shiloh, Reb Sol Salanter, he's not going to write a Chuvah. He didn't respond. And he said he saw in a Sefer, this is what Kachlan Mar, he said he saw in a Sefer that years later, Reb Kiveger, I'm sorry, Reb Sol Salanter, he met Reb Shlomo Eger. And he said, Vos Epis, I sent your tata, Shiloh, Chamber, the thing, you never sent back. So he said to him, now look in Chuvas Reb Kiveger, Simenchas, famous Chuvas Reb Kiveger. He said, that Chuvah was an answer to your question. Reb Kiveger has a famous Chuvah, he says, Masasik is also Medereis. So he says, he wrote that, it's a famous Chuvah. He says, that Chuvah was written to your Shiloh. that why it's not Misasik is Misasik Osim Midoreis. And the only reason he didn't write it to you was because the Kloider of Hirsch, who was the Rav where Psalsalanta was, and he didn't want to start the Pagan as cover, they asked me, that's him, so he didn't write it to him. That was the Tshuva. Jaeger was Deiche. That is also. But I'll call upon him. The point is that other chayim just tiny that over here there's no din of masasik and mstavi because the mice, when you take something in your hand and you eat it, you're called kavana to eat whatever you put in your mouth, and mainly you have no heter of masasik or din of mstavi and fishkeh.